audio streaming a breeze, with all standard packages taking only 5 minutes to set up automatically, anytime, 24 hours a day, with features like unlimited streaming bandwidth and with a 99.9% uptime guaranteed. Simplecast have their own dedicated servers with Shoutcast, Icecast and Auto DJ installed. Simplecast can support every venture, from a grassroots level up to the big guys, with domain name purchasing and website hosting with 24/7 backups. If you've thought of a broadcast, we've thought of the solution. www.simplecast.co.uk. Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff, with great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to The Business Bunker. Well, that was an epic journey to get here. That made Ernest Shackleton's trip across the Antarctic look like a walk in the garden. But I'm here, but I'm all on my own. So it's just me, Paul Andrews, on The Business Bunker today. But we want to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So you can give me a tweet at VanillaWeb and let me know all about your organisation. I'd love to hear what you're up to, especially as I've got no one to talk to. Poor old me. Anyway, let's crack on. I've got loads of emails. As I say, give me a tweet. You can try and call me on 01303 874 998. But it's a bit difficult answering the phone and being here on my own, but I will give it a go. Although, having said that, we've got a couple of phone guests for you later in the show, so it's not all just me for the next hour and a half. But do stay tuned and join me listening to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. I want to kick off with an email. It's about the Business Community Breakfast Networking Meeting this Thursday. That's the 14th of March at the Gillingham Golf Club, Woodlands Road, ME7 2AP. It's 7:30 a.m. It's a breakfast meeting. It's £15. It starts on the dot at 7:30, so arrive at 7:15 for tea and coffee. There's some networking. There's a full breakfast available at 8. There's a bit more networking, and there's a presentation. And I've got to recommend a presentation to you. This Thursday, it's Mr. Peter Cook, the rock and roll author, who'll be speaking about his new book, The Music of Business, Business Excellence Fused with Music. If you get a chance, you get along and listen to that, because that man is awesome. I heard him speak the other night at Fruitworks, and he was absolutely blisteringly brilliant. So do get along to that. That's the Business Community Breakfast Meeting at Gillingham Golf Club this Thursday, the 14th of March at 7:30 in Woodlands Road. And you can book your space online by going to www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. I've also had an email about McBride's Chartered Accountants. They've launched a new credit intelligence service. It's available to clients and non-clients around the clock. McBride's has set up the service in response to increased concern from businesses worried about the creditworthiness of their customers and suppliers. Nigel Kimber from East Malling, the corporate finance director at McBride's, has said it in these times of austerity, businesses can't afford to put themselves at the risk of payment default, so it's important that they can make all the necessary checks at a minimal cost. McBride's credit intelligence is available 24/7 and is updated 500,000 times each day. It contains information on more than 210 million companies worldwide and is updated with data provided by Dun & Bradstreet, Companies House and a variety of other agencies. With report prices starting for as little as £8, it's money well spent. Nigel said, our service is cheaper than other credit search facilities and we can provide discounted packages for regular users. McBride's are based in Sidcup and with clients throughout Kent and the South East and South London. They can also offer advice on how to improve business, how to improve your own credit rating and to offering both short and long-term solutions on how to make sure that your credit rating actually reflects the strength and stability of your organisation. You can get hold of Nigel Kimber at McBride's Accountants by calling them on 020 8309 0011. Let me give you that again. It's 020-8309-0011. So if you're interested in finding out more about a low-cost package for credit checking, do check out McBride's of Sidcup. We've had a few tweets come in. I had a bit of a tweet from old Jill Serkin there, who's tucked up under a duvet, probably on a third cupcake and second glass of Prosecco. Sorry that so many roads are closed, and we were unable to get there. Well, I noticed that, Jules, never mind. Also had a tweet from Beaujolais Boy, Ian, over at Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton High Street. Bless him, he's talking about me and my struggling. It took me 1.5 hours to drive the 17 miles to Hawkhurst to drop off my little kids at school. Yeah, tell me about it. I've been driving all over the place today. 3.5 hours it took me to get here, listener, but never mind. Last Friday, I went with the Scoff and Quaff team to the Produced in Kent Awards dinner at the Mercure Hotel at Hollingbourne. And we were very pleased that two of the great friends of this radio station and Scoff and Quaff show and the Business Bunker actually won awards. So a big, big shout out and a huge well done to Matthew Kersey Lawson of the Kent Fine Foods Company, and also to Steve Woods of Elm Court Farmers Market, who both won top prize in their categories. So well done, guys. And I'd also like a special mention for Claire and Gianni of the Halfway House Pub and Restaurant at Chalock. They were a very fine and credible runner-up in their category too. So well done to all of those. It's really good to get some recognition for the kind of things you're doing. I've got a couple more tweets coming in. I've got a tweet from Telcare, the telecommunications people over there in Medway, just saying they're listening in and asking if I made it okay into the studio. I've also had a tweet from Deborah Kelland. She says, "Hi Paul, from a snowy Temple Yule. We're cycling with the Pilgrims Hospices on the 5th of May and we're doing 75/45 miles between hospices on the 23rd of June. Okay, right, and you can follow that. There's a hashtag, Divas on Wheels, four girls. So there's they're obviously doing an epic cycling tour in favour of Pilgrims Hospices. So do check that out, and the hashtag is Divas on Wheels. So have a look. Blimey, got loads of tweets coming in. I've got Whitstable Stove Shop telling us they're listening in. Hi guys, thank you for joining us. And Ben of Kent, Ben is from Lyd, and he says, "Brave man for getting in there. Hope it's not a quiet show." Well, it can't be too loud, Ben, because it's just me. So unless I've got somebody to talk to, it's not going to be that raucous today. But we'll see. I've also had a tweet from Roger Allen. "You could do no better than to listen to jazz and stuff." And he's given me a link for that, and do check it out. It's on mixcloud.com/Roger-Allen/jazz. Have a listen to that. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised but how good that is. So that's, let me give you that again, mixcloud.com/Roger-Allen/jazz. Have a listen to that. My Twitter's going mad now, which is great, so thank you for that. I've got an email here as well, and I really do want to urge you to support this, because this person, or these people, are great friends of this radio station and this show, as well as being fantastic people, and what they're doing is for a brilliant cause. And it says, "I wonder if you can mention my fundraising efforts on the Business Bunker today. As you know, I am 50 this year." We won't tell anyone, Lisa. "And have loads of things planned, one of which is raising some money towards the research for the prevention and cure of diabetes type 1. My son Josh has this and has to inject 4 times a day. He's a superstar and he copes really well. However, it would be wonderful to see a cure for this one day soon. My husband David and I are doing the Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge in September, which I admit is not a marathon, but for someone who gets out of breath just going up the stairs, it's enough of a challenge. If the listeners know of anyone with diabetes type 1, they will understand how great the need is to find a cure for this condition. I know there are many good causes to donate to these days, so my request is small. I'm asking for a donation of £1. This can be donated by texting LMSB50. Let me tell you that again, LMSB50, and you text that to 70070. So you can donate £1 by texting LMSB50, and you text it to 70070, Or you can go to justgiving.com/Lisa-Marie, M-A-R-I-E-Settle, S-E-T-T-L-E. So that's justgiving.com/Lisa-Marie-Settle. Should you wish to donate a little more, and just a clue, you do want to donate a little more. I shall be donating, the bunker shall be donating, and we expect you all to support Lisa too. That's a fantastic thing you're doing, Lisa, and we wish you the best of luck with that. And hope it goes really well and you raise oodles and oodles of cash for what is a fantastic cause. There's no breathing space here. That's the problem. It's just me here. And there's tweets coming in all over the place. Let me see if I can get some more of the tweets up. I've had a tweet from Jonathan Marsh, actually. Jonathan, who was due to be one of the guests on the show today, he said, "I'm really not happy about not being with you on the Business Bunker. I made it all the way from Scotland yesterday." And I know Jonathan really did want to make it in today, but I really dissuaded him. After the absolutely appalling journey I had, I didn't want anybody else coming down here. It's really, really awful out there on the marsh. I've never seen anything like it. The winds are really whipping across, and although the snow's starting to go now, because the sun's actually come out, but the ice is to behold, and most of the roads are shut with abandoned cars still. So I think all of you lot are much better off snuggled up under your duvet, drinking hot chocolate and scoffing cupcakes or whatever it is you're doing. Even old Brent McNaughton from OK Media has dropped me a tweet saying he's not got into work today. He says, "Unfortunately," yeah, you don't really mean that, Brent. "Unfortunately, I'm snowed in at home in the depths of Kent. So I'll give you a shout out next week." Well, thanks for that, Brent, and I hope you're enjoying building the snowman, because I bet that's what you're doing, out in the garden with the kids and carrots and lumps of coal and stuff like that. Also, we've had MPRIT. "The show must go on attitude is always the best. Plus, what would we do without the bunker on a Tuesday?" And he's tried to start a hashtag called Grafter. Well, thank you for that. Right. Oh, blimey, I've got so many tweets, it's unbelievable. Do you know what? I think we'll do another email. "Kent commuters will be amongst the first passengers in the country to enjoy super-fast 4G coverage thanks to leading coach operator Buzzlines. The Lynn-based operator has installed the technology on its Folkestone to London commuter service. The state-of-the-art system provides passengers with the highest quality wireless coverage available throughout the duration of their journey to and from work, putting the dark days of phone and internet black spots firmly in the past. The major investment comes just days after the government's 4G mobile auction, which saw a number of telecoms operators bid for 4G coverage contracts. Vodafone, 3, O2 and EE all purchase rights, paving the way for a wider rollout of 4G services. Buzzlines will look to add 4G connectivity to more of its coaches in line with the expansion of the 4G network." Nigel Busbridge, Operations Director at Buzzlines, said, "We strongly believe in constantly improving our customer journey experience, and installing 4G across our fleet is part of this ongoing commitment. Buzzlines commuter service is at least 25% cheaper than the train based on a 12-month season ticket, and factoring in the avoidance of parking and congestion charges. The service provides each passenger with a guaranteed seat and a range of convenient drop-off and pick-up points between Canary Wharf and Embankment. Buzzlines also offers a wide range of leisure coach packages, including West End theatre and concert trips, day trips and longer coach trips to attractions across the UK, as well as European destinations such as Bruges, Boulogne and Lille, and further afield to as far as Italy and Spain. For more details on Buzzlines commuter travel service, call 01303 261 870, or you can email them at operations@buzzlines.co.uk. That's B-U-Z-Z-L-I-N-E-S, buzzlines.co.uk, or you can look at their website, which is buzzlinestravel.co.uk. So check that out. 4G on your coach trip to London. And I've had a tweet from Mr. Wimble. "Does Marsh Media Team get a mention for winning the Community Newspaper of the Year Award on Sunday night at the Grosvenor?" You do indeed, Mr. Wimble. Well done. On congratulations to the Marsh Media Team for winning the Community Newspaper of the Year Award on Sunday at the Grosvenor Hotel, London, I guess. Well done. Well done to them. Another local company being successful. Good stuff. Do you know what I think we'll do now? I think we're going to play a bit of tunage, and then I'm going to get my first guest on the phone. What do you think about that? This is a request for Oliver Musto Playfair, by the way.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What the hell? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your dream? Yeah, who's gonna plug your ears when you? Nothing's wrong.
Live in about 30 seconds. All right, cheers.
Who's gonna come around when you break? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong.
With the Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome back. A bit of cars and drive there, especially for Oliver. Hopefully we've got our first guest on the phone, Mr. Nigel Main. Hello, Nigel.
Hi, how are you doing, Paul?
Yeah, really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm not bad. Thanks for having us on the show.
No, it's a pleasure. It's just me and you, I'm afraid. It's a bit dire down here on Romney Marsh. We've been very badly hit by the weather, but on the phone it's perfect. So thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Nigel, you're head of marketing, I believe, with FinPoint.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Why don't you tell our listeners a bit about FinPoint and what it is you do? Because it's a really fascinating thing that you do, and it's a really useful thing that you do.
Okay. Well, basically, FinPoint is an online software platform that matches borrowers, SME borrowers, and lenders. So the way that we've structured things is that we recently started marketing in the UK last month. The business started over in Germany back in 2010.
Right.
And in that time, they have got something like 155 lenders on the platform over in Germany. A couple of thousand SMEs registered. And we so far have done about 180 million euros in loans.
Right, okay. And is this in Germany?
It is, yeah. So, we're sort of building on that success, we've now set up and organising things over in the UK.
Okay.
Now, it's a very simple matchmaking process. Our lenders are waiting to lend, and we have SMEs that go onto the platform and post and upload their financial details and their loan requests.
Okay.
And then what we do then is when they're ready, they publish these loan requests anonymously.
Oh, right, okay.
So none of the details are shown. So these anonymous requests are then presented to all the lenders. Now, some of the problems that we find, especially in the UK, is that you've got the one-to-one relationships with banks. So you have businesses that have a single relationship with their bank manager, and therefore they produce a loan request that goes to one person in the bank or one person that they're dealing with. And in certain cases, I can't say how many, but in certain cases, the wrong loan product is provided to the SME.
Right, okay.
That's fairly typical. Secondly, when loan applications are made, approaching a bank might not want to lend into that particular space.
Yep.
And so if you've got a company that's doing, say, green tech, they put forward a loan application to a lender. The lender's not looking at that area. It gets rejected. So there's a great deal of time and effort is spent attempting to connect with the right lenders for the right vertical and getting the right information in front of them.
So, absolutely, yep.
And you'll probably appreciate this, being an entrepreneur yourself. Doing the work of cold calling is not anybody's favourite job.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And once someone actually not grows out of it, but develops out of that, and they start running their own business and they start driving their business, the last thing they want to do is to start going back to cold calling.
Yep.
And if you've got a specific type of loan requirement, if you get rejected by one organisation, your only choice is to then start going cold calling. And so because of that, because of our mechanism, you upload one application and that gets presented to multiple lenders.
Okay.
So then that has an impact of, it may or may not be your existing bank. Some people don't even want to speak to their own bank about certain applications. They want to keep it separate to their existing borrowing requirements. But it means that it can create and stimulate competition.
Okay. I totally endorse what you're saying, because as well as being an entrepreneur, I actually am an angel investor as well. And I only invest in certain market things, you know, and that's not to diss anybody else's ideas, but I only invest in things I want to, you know, that are of interest to me. And so you're absolutely right. I quite often get very interesting business plans and business ideas. Nothing wrong with them at all. They're just not for me. And people can get very disappointed by that, because, as you say, it means they got to trawl around, not only finding someone that wants to invest money, but wants to invest money in their idea. That's difficult. Yeah, no, so I can appreciate that. I've got a couple of questions for you, if I may. So as from a business point of view, it's done anonymously, so you don't know who it is up front, obviously. So what kind of things do you look for from an SME in terms of what they want? Do they have to put a full business plan up, or is it a pricey of a business plan, or what do you do? How does it work?
Well, the way that we've structured it is that what we are attempting to do is to present ourselves as a champion for SMEs who are looking to source loans.
Cool.
And so relating to that, our blog, we've got some great writers who write for our blog. We're looking at, I don't want to say educate, because that's not quite what we want to do. We want to encourage SMEs to present themselves in a certain fashion.
Right, okay.
On the flip side, we are communicating with the lenders, and they're actually the correct lenders who are receiving these applications electronically and so on.
Right.
So they're geared up for receiving our electronic information.
Right.
So whether or not someone needs to present the full business plan or not depends on the type of loan and the amount that's required. But that sort of comes down to discretion. But the way that the platform is structured is that we ask them to put 3 years accounts on,
right.
Stroke 3 years, and provide, if it's less than three, we ask for management accounts.
Right.
We also ask for supporting information. So that could be a business plan. It could be CVs of the directors. It could be an explanation of what the proceeds are going to be used. So all this information is uploaded. So the summary accounts are placed and uploaded into specific drop-down boxes and so on.
Right, okay.
The hard copy is uploaded into a data storage area.
Right.
And there's a separate section for collateral. So if they have collateral, then we ask to identify what they're able to put up as collateral, if that's relevant.
Okay.
And so what we're looking to do is hone the information that's put together so it resonates with the lenders.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can see that. That's cool. Is there a reciprocal thing where potential investors have a profile on there, or is that not necessary? I was just thinking from the point of view of sometimes people looking for investment are looking for a particular type of person, so they might not just be looking for money, as it were. They may be looking for someone with knowledge or experience in their particular field.
Well, this is it. I mean, the platform is geared towards typically institutional type lenders.
Right.
But when it comes to high net worth individuals, we will vet them and we'll speak to them. If they want to be on the platform and have a position on the platform, then we'll speak to them.
Right, okay. Oh, that sounds good. Cool. So, is there any cost involved in using this platform?
There's kind of a twofold cost in a way. The costs are borne by the borrower.
Right.
So there's a first phase stage cost, which is £499.
Okay.
And that allows the SME, the borrower, to upload their details or any number of applications over the course of a 12-month period.
Oh, okay.
The second part of it is that we charge a success fee. Now, what I like to say is the interesting part of the success fee is that typically lenders will pay a success fee to us.
Right, okay.
So, say for example we charge a 1% for a success fee.
Right.
If we receive a 1% success fee from the lender, we won't charge the SME a penny.
Okay.
We'll still charge them the publishing fee,
right,
but we won't charge them the success fee. Equally, if we charge 1% and we receive 0.5% from the lender, we'll only charge the SME 0.5%.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
We keep it completely transparent.
Okay, cool. Okay. And that can be negotiated within that deal, presumably?
It would be between the borrower and the lender.
Cool.
And at the end of the day, you know, we know what happens in the market. We know that lots of people require loans, but they may be missing the mark in who they present,
yeah, sure,
who they approach.
Yeah, sure.
The other interesting thing is that, you know, although there's a lot of press about whether it's negative interest rates or whether it's any other clever mechanism that can be put in by the banks to alleviate this loan problem.
Mm.
Some of the information shows that it's actually the SMEs are not looking for loans. They're getting loans elsewhere.
Yeah, sure.
Or they're not sure what type of loan product they should be seeking out.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult call for SMEs.
Mm.
And this way, you know, the discussions that we've had with lenders is that we've said that there might be certain businesses that they wouldn't be interested in.
Sure.
And the immediate response is, no, we're pretty much interested in anybody that's looking at loans. So the market is very, very, fairly active.
Yeah. Can I just ask a question there as well? Because you were talking about loans. Do you actually mean loans? Or is there equity investment as well?
We don't. At the moment, we're not doing equity.
Right, so it's purely loans.
We're specifically looking at loans at the moment.
Okay, cool. Okay.
At the moment. But it is something that will evolve out of this as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a presentation yesterday to the ACCA, it's about 100 accountants in their central London offices, and there were various alternative lenders there, and one of which, crowdfunding, Crowdcube, do sort of equity lending,
right?
But there are not that many alternative lenders that are looking at equity.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because you're right, because a lot of small businesses have been disabused by the banks and traditional lenders, and have then tried to turn to selling shares in their business as a way of raising finance. And I spend a lot of my time trying to tell people not to do that, because whilst it looks attractive on the face of it, you then end up with an investor that normally wants you to exit the business fairly quickly, which to a large extent isn't always an SME's plan. So that sounds like a really, really useful addition to the financing and funding of UK small businesses. So how long have you been going in the UK, Nigel?
We started over here last autumn.
Right.
And we basically were doing some translation work.
Right, okay.
So we translated the main German website, and then we set up our own blog site, which runs parallel to that. And the point of doing that is obviously to get some good content out to SMEs to start to help them along. We started the sort of the full-on sort of marketing campaign at the end of January this year. Mm. And so that we've had being the head of marketing, we've had a great response.
Yeah. Of course. You're a professional. No, absolutely. It doesn't surprise me at all. I've had a quick look at the platform and the website, and it is very well done. And as you say, there's a need. Without any shadow of a doubt, there's a need.
Definitely. So, what we're hoping to do is that over the, we encourage people to look at the site, look at the content, and ultimately we know that it takes time for these types of new alternatives to sink in.
Yeah.
But we really do encourage small businesses, or any business for that matter, to look at the information and look at the approach, because the time it takes to source loans is a major factor. And as we heard yesterday at the ACCA, so many businesses turn up at the last minute and speak to their accountants and say, hey, we kind of need some cash now. And ends up being last minute. And so this, even if it is last minute, this type of platform gives you immediate access to lenders that are keen to actually start lending, because the lenders have targets themselves.
Right.
So we mustn't forget that they are actually under pressure to get these loans out there.
Yeah, sure.
And so we fit into both camps.
Cool. Nigel, a fascinating subject. I wish you much luck with it. You don't need luck, because it's something that's in massive demand. And funnily enough, here in Kent, anyway, small business growth is also massive. So there are lots of new businesses and lots of new business ideas coming along, and they all need financing in one way or another. So thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Can you give us a shout for your website?
Yes, it's www.finpoint.co.uk. That's FINPOINT.
Brilliant. So finpoint.co.uk. Our listeners can find that link on the Kent Business Radio website as well, and that link will stay on the show website in perpetuity, so you can always follow up and find that. I think the business has a Twitter address as well, so we've got quite a few people on Twitter that like to follow. Do you know what your tweet address is?
Yes, it's the Twitter is at finpoint UK.
Brilliant.
LTD.
At Finpoint UK LTD. So do give them a follow on Twitter. Have a look at their website. For the moment, Nigel Main, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you, and we hope to talk to you again.
Paul, great stuff.
Thanks, mate.
Speak to you soon.
Yeah, take care. Bye bye. That's Nigel Main there from Finpoint Financing, a new platform for raising funds for small businesses. And what's not to like about that? That's something we really, really do need. So many businesses struggling for cash at the moment, with the banks not really lending. We've got loads and loads of tweets. I've had Michael Smith. Hi, Paul. A Walk in the Garden is now online and a free magazine. Is now online, ad-free magazine. It's just $4.99 for the annual subscription, but 50% of that goes to the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. And it's a great magazine. You can follow Michael on Twitter at A Walk in the Garden. That's A Walk in the GDN, A Walk in the Garden. That's Michael Smith, the publisher of A Walk in the Garden. It's now an online magazine. You can get a subscription for it for $4.99, and half of the money that you pay goes to the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. So what's not to like about that? And Michael says also, up to the 31st of March, all subscribers will be entered into a prize draw for one of three family passes to the Kent County Show. Hey, getting better and better and better. We've also had a tweet from David Dadswell, who says, can you give us a shout out for Advise Business Support? And we're offering freelance sales and advertising support. Yes, of course we can, David. You can follow David on Twitter at David Dadswell. It's all one word, David, D DADSWELL. So David Dadswell Advise Business Support, and they offer freelance sales and advertising support. So do give them a follow and check out with them. L Creative Agency. We are open for new clients for anything from graphics, web, photography, great rates and ideas. You can email Luke at l-creative.co.uk. We've got loads of new listeners today, which is really brilliant. So, L Creative. All of you guys in the creative industries as well, I hope you're going to join the new Creative Kent support organisation. Creative Kent is a not-for-profit CIC supporting the creative industries in Kent. That's anybody that works in graphic design, web design, software, print, PR, marketing, any of the creative industries, loads and loads of creative industries, do join the organisation. You can see their website at www.creativekent.org.uk and find out all the categories that they support. It's a great organisation to belong to. They are trying to promote the creative industries in Kent, and they are also trying to help lots of small creative companies gain more work. So do join in with them and help that happen. I'm going to read an email I've got now, which is, hello to all our customers and friends. March sees us into being open for a whole year. On the 9th of March, we will be one. A big thank you to all our customers and friends who have supported us during our first year. We will be celebrating with an open evening and would love you, plus a guest, to join us for drinks and nibbles on Thursday the 21st of March from 6 to 8:30 p.m. To book your space, please confirm your name and guest name before the 9th of March. That's a bit late now, isn't it? But we're on the 12th of March, but you can still get there because it's the 21st of March. And you can telephone on 01-227-264-994, or you can email info@rehabhairbeautybody.com. Rehabhairbeautybody.com, and go along to their first birthday celebration on Thursday the 21st of March. And I happen to know those guys are based in Whitstable High Street, and I know that because they plucked the hairs from my chest in support of breast cancer at the end of last year, and very interesting that was too. Not, it hurt. I've had a tweet from Kevin Edmonds. Hi, Paul. Please mention the Kent 2020 live exhibition on the 25th of April, as we are the official graphic suppliers. And that's Kevin Edmonds from DMS Graphics, and they are the official graphic suppliers to Kent 2020 live on the 25th of April. That's at the County Showground in Detlin. Wow, we're chugging along here, just me in the studio today due to the inclement weather. All you guys out there having a duvet day, snuggled up at home. Cool, I wish I was there too at the moment. It's pretty nippy down here on Romney Marsh, but we're going to crack on. We've got loads of emails, we've got loads of tweets. We have hopefully got another guest for you on the phone a bit later on. For the moment, I want to mention this to you. Future Insight is launching its first networking event in Bexley. It's at Bexley Village, hosted round the corner from our new UK offices at the King's Head Inn. I don't think that's their office. I think that's what's round the corner. Although they may be based in the King's Head Inn. I know a lot of companies that do spend most of their time in the pub. On the 21st of March, this is going to be a friendly, informal networking event for local businesses in Bexley Village, and we will be delighted if you would like to come along. Bring along your business cards and ideas, as well as any promotional material you want to bring. We'll put all of it on our bumpf table. That's a good idea, isn't it? Having a bumpf table. It costs £5 to get in, and you get a free drink for that. So if you'd like to go along, if you'd like to email either jason@futureinsight.org.uk or tunde@futureinsight.org.uk, or you can call them on 0843 208 0981. So get along to that. That's Future Insight networking event in Bexley Village on the 21st of March. My Twitter's going off like a mad thing now. What have I got? Beaujolais boy, well done. Well done for all your efforts. Oh, and to you, Paul. Oh, thank you. Telcare Limited have said, can you remind the listener that it's Red Nose Day this Friday? Do they have some Red Nose fun planned? Oh, Thank you for that, Lisa. Well done. Yeah, so if you've got anything planned for this Friday, Red Nose Day, now's your last chance to get it on the radio. So you can tweet me by following me at Vanilla Web. Drop me a tweet. Have you got a fundraiser lined up for this week? Are you doing something on Friday? Let us know. We'd love to hear what you're up to for Red Nose Day. And Beaujolais Boys now admonishing Jules for a poor effort this morning in not turning up. Although Jules wasn't due on the bunker today. Anyway, it was Joe Dodds, and we haven't heard from Joe yet. But, I mean, it would have been an awful long trek for Joe to get here. Blimey. She lives, nearly a mile away. Whitstable Stove Shop. Showroom being built as I write. Triple the space to display the kit. Selling stoves like hotcakes at the moment. Oh, very good, very good. Stoves, hotcakes, like it. So they're tripling the space. The Whitstable Stove Shop is, I can't remember the name of the road, but it's on the road into Whitstable from Canterbury on the right-hand side there. I've been past it a few times. So they're growing and growing and growing. So it's really good to hear about expanding businesses in Kent. You know, one of the rationales for starting the Business Bunker show was I just got so fed up with the coverage of business in the UK being so negative. It tended to concentrate on large businesses. Two, it tended to concentrate on the negative aspects of large businesses or bad news. When in Kent, we have 60,000 small and medium-sized enterprises. We have more than 95,000 freelance workers who are intrinsically small businesses themselves. And, you know, that's 150,000 people running businesses, and they never got a mention. So the Business Bunker is for you guys. So please do use it, because the Business Bunker is about promoting what you do out there in Kent in the world of SME and making sure that people know about you, know you're out there, and that we can all work together to support our local economy. So that's the rationale for the Business Bunker show. We're on show number 114 now in our third year. So I guess we're doing something right along the way. But do keep interacting with us, because it only works if you guys are part of it, because the businesses of Kent and what makes this show happen. I've got loads and loads and loads of tweets. Loads of buzzers going off as well. Telcarer said, if you're chilly, why not snuggle an alpaca? Yeah, that's a good idea. For those of you that don't know, Channel Radio, which is where we're broadcasting from, is at Hagland's Farm. And Hagland's Farm is an alpaca farm. And they do look nice and warm. They're all stood out in the field, and they look perfectly happy out there with all that nice alpaca hair. I've got Elm Court Farmers Market have tweeted, nice to see someone making an effort to keep Kent going. Thank you for coming on Friday, and I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did, Steve. That was, Steve is referring to the Produced in Kent event at the McCure Hotel at Hollingbourne, which happened last Friday. Fantastic event. I don't know what the official numbers were, but I think there were a couple of hundred people there at least. And there were some fantastic award winners. And the kind of stuff that's produced in Kent is nobody's business. You know, everything from, Simon Reed's Rough Old Wife Cider through to, you know, specialist ice cream, sausages, chocolate, all kinds of things they were celebrating. It was unbelievable stuff. And Elmcourt Farmers Market, along with Matthew Kersey Lawson of Kent Fine Foods, were both winners there, and we were on their table, and we had a fantastic time. So thank you for that. Right. Another award here as well. Folkestone Company has been shortlisted for 3 Kent Invicta Chamber Business Awards. 2 friends who braved the recession to follow their dream of launching their own business have received yet another accolade. Luke Quilter and Anthony Clocku, that's spelt K-L-O-K-K-O-U, Clocku, launched Sleeping Giant Media, based in Bouverie Road, West Folkestone, in 2009. Sleeping Giant Media is a search marketing agency dealing specifically with pay-per-click, search engine optimization, social media, and mobile marketing. Luke, who is from Hive, and Anthony from Folkestone, have just found out that the company has been shortlisted for 3 awards at the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce Business Awards, a first in its history. The categories that they've been selected for are Entrepreneur of the Year, Excellence in Customer Service, and Business of the Year. Luke said, "We're thrilled to have been shortlisted in three different categories. It's a testament to the hard work and commitment to performance that we have within the business. It's been a fantastic year for us, and we've grown rapidly. We've been working hard to ensure we have continued to deliver an outstanding service to our customers during this expansion. Sleeping Giant Media currently employ 15 staff. They're all from the local area, and they're moving into new premises at the Civic Centre in late March, and they're the first commercial company to move into that building. The winners of the awards will be announced during a gala dinner held in Canterbury on the 13th of March. So that's Sleeping Giant Media. Three categories they're up for at the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce Business Awards. So fantastic, well done to those. Many congratulations. And to all the other people up for awards in the Invicta Chamber Awards. If you want to find out more about Sleeping Giant Media, you can go to their website, which is www.sleepinggiantmedia.co.uk. Check them out and have a look. I've also had an email from Chris Pollard. Following the very successful launch of our flagship shop, not chip shop, that's flagship shop, at number 6 Roman Square, Sittingbourne, we would like to thank everyone who has donated to us. Sales have been very strong on good quality home and office furniture. However, we need more supplies, please. If any kind and generous listeners out there would like to help us in our quest to support the long-term unemployed, we would really, really appreciate you donating home and office furniture." And he says, "Pretty please." When you donate furniture, you are benefiting the buyer, who probably can't afford to buy new furniture. You are upcycling, and you are helping to provide employment for unemployed people. If you have a garage full, a house full, or one large item, we can arrange connection. If you'd like to arrange that, please telephone Tony on 01795 410734. And that's from Chris Pollard of Tomorrow's People, the charity supporting the unemployed and getting the unemployed back into work. They have opened a new furniture store, a used furniture store in Sittingbourne at Roman Square, number 6 Roman Square. And they would like anyone that wants to donate good quality furniture to that store to get in touch with them. You can ring Tony on 01795 410734, and they will arrange to come and collect your furniture and put it on sale, which will help the unemployed of Sittingbourne, Kent and the South East region. So please do that. I've also got some news about a local thing down here on the marsh, unlocking the potential from Romney Marsh. Local businesses are being invited to this free business network at Lydd Airport on the Friday the 25th of March, 7:30 a.m. To 10 a.m. And it's to be part of a debate on the opportunities for attracting future investment, for boosting the local economy, and for business growth and creating new jobs. The guest speakers will be Damian Collins, MP, Paul Carter, leader of Kent County Council, Councillor Robert Bliss, the leader of Shepway District Council, and Carol Walters, the KCC member for Romney Marsh. No business people in. Okay. The breakfast is free, but spaces are limited. If you would like to attend, please email eventsoffice@kent.gov.uk. So that's unlocking the potential for Romney Marsh, a breakfast meeting on the 15th of March at Lydd Airport. And if you'd like to attend and hear one of the speakers from Parliament or KCC or the District Council, then you can email eventsoffice@kent.gov.uk. The Department of Work and Pensions Employer Awards. Congratulations to the Grand in Folkestone and to Robert Richardson and his team, who have walked away with an outstanding triple win at the annual Department for Work and Pensions Employer Awards last week. The Grand collected more awards than any of the other 70 businesses that were nominated and have been duly recognised for their dedication in helping many local youngsters to gain valuable work experience in the hospitality industry. So that's yet another Folkestone-based business winning awards on top of Sleeping Giant Media, the Grand at Folkestone, and also our friends at Marsh Media over here in New Romney have all been winning awards in the last week or so. So fantastic stuff going on down here on the Marsh. I've also got, there are not many local businesses that can boast a heritage of more than 400 years, but Cullens Limited were first established in 1606 as ship and boat repairers in Dover. Today they have evolved into an innovative engineering company and specialists in metal fabrication and height safety. Based at the Enterprise Business Park at Whitfield, they work closely with an increasing range of customers, from local building companies to major national contractors. If you'd like to find out more about them, you can contact Alok Soni, who's their managing director, and you can contact him at Alok, that's A-L-O-K, dot Soni, S-O-N-I, at Cullins, C-U-L-L-I-N-S, dot co.uk. So that's 400-year-old company over in Dover, Cullins Limited. Fantastic stuff. I've got loads and loads and loads of tweets, which is great. Keep them coming. I don't want to feel too lonely. Oh, look. Jules Serkin's woken up from her stupor. And she said to Beaujolais boy, he gave me the day off. He said, I want to be alone. Yeah, okay. And Mike from the Fanet Record has said it's better off indoors today. Yeah, you're not wrong there, Mike. It was a horrible out there. I've never known wind like it out on the marsh. It's a bit flat out on the marsh, I know, but that was just ridiculous out there. And Lenley's, Roper Road, Canterbury, the furniture department store, said, hi there, super effort for getting into your bunker today. Snow chaos everywhere. But our delivery drivers are still doing a great job. So that's Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury. Their delivery drivers are out and about, on the roads, delivering your orders. Do you know what? I think what we'll do is I think we'll have another bit of tunage, and then we may be getting another guest on the phone, but we'll have to see what we do with that. But at the moment, have a listen to a bit of Smokey Robinson.
Provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker. That was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown. One of my favourite tracks, that. So, welcome back. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, on the Business Bunker. And I'm afraid it's only me, so sorry about that. We don't have the normal off-the-wall frolics in the studio today because I'm all on my own today. But everybody is keeping me company on Twitter, on email, and we've already had some guests on the phone too. I'm hoping for some more guests to come in on the phone later on. And I've already had a response to our Red Nose appeal. Dave Wimble of Marsh Media saying the Looker, that's the local paper, are being dropped off with a team dressed as women. That's me and Clive Goddard. And they're doing that for comic relief. So you say, Dave. I've seen you dressed like that before. I don't think comic relief's got anything to do with it. So that's the Marsh Media team delivering newspapers dressed as women. Can't say fairer than that, really, can you? What else have we got here? Oh, Beauchamp Boy's gone 3 years. Well done. That's how long we've been on air. Not today, in total. Do you have any pictures of the snow around you? I don't at the moment, Ian, but we will be taking some pictures. I could take you some pictures of some very icicle-clad alpacas, if that helps. And also, Lisa's saying, have you got any previous, any success stories from the Business Bunker? Yeah, well, actually, we have. We've had quite a few success stories. The things that make me proudest is back in the first year that we started, we actually were trying to raise awareness of manufacturing businesses in Kent, because there was this perception that there weren't many manufacturing businesses about. And of course, there's quite a few thousand manufacturing businesses in Kent. And the outcome of that is Mark Smith and others ended up putting up a website called madeinkent.co.uk, made-in-kent.co.uk, which is a portal for manufacturers to list what they do. And so many people have collaborated now and found manufacturers that, I mean, I know of people that sourced products that they were having to bring in from the Far East and found companies based in the Medway towns that were doing it at a better price and better quality. So that's one of my greatest success stories here that I'm really proud of, that we managed to do that. We also managed to promote the producers of Kent to the state where we have a radio show specifically for them called Scoff and Quaff, which is normally on Channel Radio on a Tuesday between 11 and 12 with Jewel Sirkin, John Sykes and the crew. And again, that was another success story that we had on the Business Bunker in terms of promoting food and drink producers in the county. And we found that there were just so many high quality producers that it warranted its own radio show just to cover it on a weekly basis. And those things have really make me proud that we've done what we've done with the radio show, and we want to keep on doing what we do. But in order to do that, we need you, the businesses of Kent, to participate with us, because it is for your benefit. It is all for you that we're trying to get this organised. So do keep coming with your emails, your tweets, your phone calls, and appearing as guests on the show. What have we got here? We got loads more tweets. Juliet Shan, thanks to Vanilla Web, because the Business Bunker is keeping me sane while working alone in my kitchen after drinking too much coffee. You take it easy, Juliet. I hope you're feeling better as well. And I knew you'd be back working far too soon. You just look after yourself. Peter Cook, can you give us a shout out for the book launch Thursday? I am breakfast at Gillingham Golf Club. I did mention it earlier, Peter, but I'm happy to give it another shout out. It's the Business Community Breakfast Networking Meeting this Thursday at Gillingham Golf Club. And it starts at 7:30, and it's £15 for breakfast. But you also get to hear the fabulous Peter Cook talking about his new book, The Music of Business. And it is really worthwhile. So do get along to that if you can. I've got, my Twitter's going off, sorry about that. This is interesting. I got this email before the latest bit of this actually happened, and then I got another email saying, Beth Tweddle gains gold for standing still. World champion Olympic gymnast and dancing on ice star has received a body cast sculpture from Louise Gilblin, the ARBS at Museum of Liverpool. Beth Tweddle, Tweddle MBE, famously known for moving in extraordinary and breathtaking ways, is to be presented with a gold-coloured body cast sculpture by Louise Gilblin. Associate of the Royal British Society of Sculptors, on March the 13th, in return for stripping down and being covered in plaster while standing still. A private collector who owns a limited edition Beth Tweddle sculpture is also to loan his piece to the museum for temporary exhibition. Now, Louise is a local artist and sculptor, and she, her studios are in Kent and East Sussex. And of course, she's been doing, body sculptures of Olympic athletes for a while now, but she just did this one for Beth Tweddle, and then of course Beth went and won Dancing on Ice. So you can't say fairer than that. That's pretty good going, isn't it? So well done to Louise, well done to Beth, and fantastic. Look forward to seeing that body sculpture of Beth Tweddle. We are so confident that we offer you a money-back guarantee. Without you, we have no business. When communicating is your business, then our business is yours. With us, you have a cost-effective communication, guaranteed to connect you, guaranteed to add value. To arrange a free cost comparison or to discuss our innovative solutions, you can call us on 08456 885 122, or you can email info@connect-it.co. Easter eggs apply to this offer. So that's connect-it.co. That's connect-it.co. They're a communications company. That's broadband, telephones, and those kind of things. Based in Kent. If you'd like to know more about their services, email them info@connect-it.co. Right. I've got some. Oh, Peter says, thanks for that again, Paul. I must have missed the first mention. Yeah, not to worry, mate. I'm always proud to push what you're doing, Peter, because I really think Peter's stuff is fantastic. In fact, I bought copies at last of his first two books the other day, Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll, and Punk HR, both of which are excellent books. I haven't finished reading both of them, but I'm most of the way through the first one, and I'm colouring in the second one as we speak. But fantastic range of books, and Peter's a superb speaker and very entertaining. So if you do get a chance, go along on Thursday to the Business Community Breakfast at Gillingham Golf Club. Mike from the Thanet Record. First time I've listened to the show. Great stuff. Thanetrecord.co.uk. We're promoting Thanet. And quite right too. Thanet's got a lot to offer. So thank you for that, Mike. Thank you for joining us. It's normally a bit more crowded in the studio. We normally have some more guests and some more co-presenters. But due to the weather, it's just me today, I'm afraid. But we're getting there and time is flying by. I think what we'll do now is another email. Raising finance and working capital. The Federation of Small Business, which is an organisation I can highly recommend to you. They do some fantastic stuff. They're a fantastic support organisation. I'm going to read this email and then I'm going to talk a little bit about that, because there's some brilliant support organisations in the county as well. But raising finance and working capital. Today, Tuesday the 12th of March, this evening at 5.15 to 7pm at the Medway Innovation Centre. That's in Maidstone Road, Chatham. That's a city way, you know, by the airport there in Medway, in the Darwin Room. It's a free event. Their guest speakers are Jason Small from Barclays Bank, and he's going to be talking how to successfully get finance for your business. David Millam, who's talking about finance options when the bank says no. And there will be a light buffet available, and non-members are welcome, and you can bring a guest. So it's entirely free. There's a few bites to eat. There's a couple of interesting speakers. What's not to like? Get along this evening, 5.15 to 7 o'clock, the Medway Innovation Centre, raising finance and working capital with the Federation of Small Business. And that was sent to me by Neville Gaunt, who's the chairman of the FSB North Kent branch. If you want to find out more about it, you can email them office.kent@fsb.org.uk. So do follow up with that. I just want to make mention of the support organisations in Kent, because there are some great organisations and they really are worth joining as a business. And the ones that I'm a member of and therefore can comment on how good they are of course, things like the Institute of Directors, which is ably managed by the lovely Debbie Cameron. And until recently, Mr. David Philpott was chair of the Kent branch, and he has now been succeeded by Emma Lydiard, who is going to do and is already doing a fantastic job of taking up the mantle from David and continuing to build on the work of both David and his predecessor, Mr. Webb, and who was on this show just before Christmas, actually, and Graham Webb. And So Graham and then David and now Emma are doing a fantastic job with the IOD. I can highly recommend those guys. And a lot of people are put off by the IOD. They think you have to be some kind of huge company to be a member. You don't. Small businesses are very, very welcome and are very well accepted into the Institute of Directors. The other support organisations that I think are really worth joining are the Federation of Small Business, the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, and also out here, the Channel Chamber of Commerce. There are other chambers of commerce around, and the only reason I don't mention is I'm not a member of any of those because I'm not based there. So maybe if you're a member, you can give a shout out for your channel, your chamber. And also, as I mentioned earlier, Creative Kent, for those people working in the creative industries, are a fantastic support organisation. So there's loads of support organisations in the county, and there's loads of things happening. All you need to do is get involved and make it work from there. Talking of which, I attended a really neat little inaugural event last night at Fruitworks in Canterbury. It was a get-together of people interested in e-commerce, and there were a dozen people there, which was amazing considering the weather last night. We had a dozen people there that were running e-commerce sites in Kent, and we had it actually ran over. We were only going to be there an hour. We ended up 3 hours chatting about all things e-commerce, pay-per-click advertising, search engine optimization. And one of the interesting things is, although everybody was running e-commerce sites, we all had some really cracking ideas about how to regenerate the high street, the real physical shops and retail. And that, I found that fascinating, that there were so many good ideas about how we could regenerate high streets. And it just shows you know, some of the initiatives that have been trotted out just aren't going anywhere. But people in e-commerce who are kind of held up as the enemy to some extent of the high street had some fantastic ideas about how we could regenerate real bricks and mortar retail shops. But anyway, that was the first event that we staged last night. There was a dozen people there. We hope to stage more of those events about e-commerce. So if you are interested in anything e-commerce and you'd like to get involved in future events, drop me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and I will gladly let you know when the next events are taking place. Right. The reason for me contacting you today is that we are holding a series of free events in Kent and surrounding areas advising business owners about Growth Accelerator, which is a new government-funded initiative aimed at high-growth companies. Our registered Growth Accelerator coach, Bill Fox, will be giving advice on how they can access funding to help them grow their business in 2013. I was hoping that you would help us get the word out that there are still complimentary tickets available. Spaces are limited, so booking is essential. It will be an evening event, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m, and will take place at the Coniston Hotel. Please take a look at our website, which is www.kentba.co.uk, to find out more about our company, the events, or the Growth Accelerator. This really is a life-changing opportunity for companies looking to grow, and we hope we can reach as many business owners as possible so that they can take advantage of this brilliant scheme. If you have any questions, I would be delighted to hear from you on 01233 793 075. Thank you very much. That's from Beverly Vick, who's the office manager at kentbusinessacademy.co.uk. So that's certainly worth looking at. The 365 project. You're invited to join us for the up and coming 365 fundraising event, Magic Dinner, and evening, an evening of silent cinema. These fundraisings, I haven't got my teeth in, listener. These fundraising events are crucial in helping us fund the 365 projects. Funds raised from these events allow the projects and exhibitions to remain free and open to everyone. So please support the 365 project and join us for what promises to be several fantastic evenings. There's a magic dinner with Etienne Pradier and Joel Ely, and that's next Saturday, the 16th of March, at 7 p.m. at the Alexander Centre in Faversham. A three-course seasonal and locally sourced menu prepared by Chef Joel Ely, with entertainment from internationally acclaimed magician Etienne Pradier. Etienne's previous clients include the royal family and numerous celebrities. Prepare to be amazed and astounded. You and your guests will be talking about this event for years to come. I can absolutely guarantee that. I have seen Etienne and his close-up magic before. It is absolutely astounding. It's £45 per person, £320 for a table of eight, And bookings and further information can be found at www.365projects.co.uk/magic-dinner. So do get along to that. Support the 365 project. It's a project that rolls around North Kent mostly, with photographic exhibitions of the old towns and cities along the North Kent coast, Whitstable, Faversham, Sittingbourne, and all those places. I think what we're going to do now, we're going to play one more track, and then we'll be heading home on the home straight. So for your delight, a bit of the Boss.
Too much till you spend half your life just to come.
Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. Good stuff. Well, the tweets are still coming in, and we've got loads of new listeners still, but I'd just like to mention a couple more. Little Stour Orchard, we won the Best Juice Producer, I know you did, at the Taste of Kent Awards for our pressed English apple juice, grown, made, and sold locally. That's Little Stour Orchard. Many, many congratulations. The juice is absolutely fantastic. That's what I was drinking on Friday night at the awards. And that's Little Stour Orchard. You can follow them on Twitter at Little Stour Orch, O-R-C-H. And I'm sure they've got a website and they'll let us know it at some point. If you do want a shout out, don't forget to let us know your website so that we can point people at you. We've also got Harborne Associates. Could we have a shout out, please? We're looking for all the support we can get because we're a new start-up business. Yeah, of course you can. Now, I think Harborne Associates are a sales and marketing recruitment consultancy. I think they are. They haven't given me a website address yet, but if you would, guys, then I can put it on the Bunker website and people can follow up with it. Well, hold on, I've got another email coming in here. Harborne Associates are tuned in and listening live, and we're a recruitment startup. Cool. So that's Harborne Associates, and that's spelled Harborne, and their Twitter handle is Harborne AWSOC. So do give them a follow. We'll find out their website address, and we'll also post that up. We've got Laura Lawrence, who's also enjoying the Business Bunker with Vanilla Web. First time I've managed to catch the show live in ages. Well, thank you, Laura. I'm glad that you were able to join us today. Sorry it's just me for a change, but Joe wasn't able to get here, and nor was Jules, and Audra's probably somewhere in America, as normal, and Becky was working anyway. So it's just me, I'm afraid. But none of them could have got here anyway, even if they tried. It took me hours and hours. But thank you for joining us, and I hope it's been useful for you. Also, Louise Felsted enjoying listening in. A pleasant change to listen live for once. The guys normally listen to the playback because they're too busy working during the day, as are most of us. But yeah, welcome and lovely to have you on board, and thanks for listening in and for supporting us and keeping us going. We've still got the guys at Marsh Media listening in, and Walk in the Garden, who we mentioned earlier. Cool. Right, okay, I want to let you know about this now. The University of Kent, let them help you embed knowledge into your organisation with a knowledge transfer partnership. Funnily enough, I bumped into the chap, and I'm really sorry because I didn't catch his name. It was David something, but I didn't catch his last name. I bumped into him at a Bank of England panel meeting the other day, and he was telling me he actually found, kind of created the concept of the knowledge transfer organisation at the University of Kent many years ago. Anyway, the University of Kent are going to help you embed knowledge into your organisation with a knowledge transfer partnership. If you want to learn more about the KTP work, there's a workshop on the 17th of April in Canterbury at the University, and you can find out and book your place by going to their website, which is www.eda.kent.ac.uk/industry. Let me give you that again. It's www.eda.kent.ac.uk/industry. And that's for the KTP workshop, which is the Knowledge Transfer Partnership. It's a really good scheme, and they have different levels of the Knowledge Transfer Partnership. I've used it in the past. I've used the shorter KTP for things that I was doing, but they also have a long-term KTP as well. So if you fancy finding out more about that, get along to that workshop on the 17th of April. The Kent Invicta Chamber have a Tiger interest-free loan fund, and there are two events that highlight the major benefits that this initiative can bring to local businesses. There's the Tiger North Kent launch event, which is at Prince's Park, Dartford. And that's at 7:30 on Thursday the 21st of March. That's this Thursday. The event will be hosted by the Thames Gateway Kent Partnership. And if you'd like to register to go along, it's eventsoffice@kent.gov.uk. There's also the Tiger Medway launch event at the Innovation Centre Chatham at 1600 hours, 4 o'clock, on the same day, Thursday the 21st of March. The event will be hosted by the leader of Medway Council, Councillor Rodney Chambers, OBE, alongside Robin Cooper, who's the Director of Regeneration. And to register for that, you go to business.support@medway.gov.uk, or you can call Wayne Saunders on 01634 338 138. Cool. So that's I guess Tiger is the name of this new scheme for interest-free loans in North Kent and Medway. Get along. Why not? Hear about it. Thursday the 21st of March. This I love. The new Rooton Business Academy. The new Rooton Business Academy, Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, together with the Young Chamber UK, is supporting the Rooton Business Academy by bringing together education and local businesses. Mr. Matthew Wright, head teacher, invites you as a local business to take this opportunity to come along and support this launch evening at Rooton Business Academy. That's a school, by the way. At Rooton School, Borough Green Road, Seven Oaks. TN24OLH on Wednesday the 13th of March, that's tomorrow, at 6:30 p.m. Please respond directly to Mr. Matthew Wright at Rootham School on his email address, which is mwright, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, at rootham.kent.sch.uk. That's mwright at rootham.kent.sch.uk. Or you can phone the school on 01732 884 207. But I wouldn't do that today because I imagine that the phones are closed today. But you can email mwright at rootham.kent.school.uk. So do that. It's really great if we can give something to the next generation of budding entrepreneurs at school, college and university. I'm judging a Young Entrepreneurs Award again soon at Bethany School in a week or so's time, which I'm really looking forward to. I actually judged a public speaking competition organised by the same organisation a few weeks ago, and I was absolutely astounded by the quality of the young people and what they had to offer. They did talks on business subjects, absolutely fascinating, the amount of research they'd done and how knowledgeable they were about the new business environment blew my socks away. So I'm really looking forward to that. And the Rooton Business Academy is well worth supporting. It's a special academy school supporting, you know, business and entrepreneurship and enterprise. And that's exactly what we need right now. I also want to mention a charity race day, which raised £30,000 for Hospice in the Weald. Hooves for Hospice, Hospice in the Weald's first ever charity race day, raised £30,000. It was held at Lingfield Park Racecourse on Saturday the 2nd of March. The event was attended by 180 people, in addition to racegoers, who enjoyed a day which combined great food and hospitality with exciting horse racing and successful fundraising. Hooves for Hospice was sponsored by Vita Biotics, AXA PPP International and Broly, while the Marketing Eye provided PR and marketing support. The event began with a champagne reception, which was followed by one of the highlights of the day, the Hospice of the Weald Amateur Jockey Race. Everyone who took part raised money for the charity, and the race was won by Maurice McCarthy, who said that it had always been his ambition to win a charity race. Well, there you go. Guests were able to bid on their phones during the event on some silent auction items, which included a weekend in Paris and chocolate making with the stars. There was also a live auction which was introduced by the compere for the day, comedian Aaron James. The live auction included a chef's table for six at the Petrus Hotel, Petrus Restaurant in London, a football signed by the entire Chelsea football team, Wimbledon Centre Court tickets, and a day at the races with Gary Moore Racing. There was also a grand raffle with the top prize of a night for two at the Corinthia Hotel in London, which was worth at least £8,000. Guests enjoyed the excitement of live racing, which they were able to watch on big screens or trackside if they preferred. And trainer Gary Moore's daughter Hayley was on hand to give guests her tips. The day was, of course, about raising funds for the work which Hospice in the Weald does in our local community. And Rob Woolley, who's the chief executive, reminded guests that Hospice in the Weald needs to raise £5 million each year to continue providing its vital services. So a magnificent effort to all the people involved with Who's for Hospice and the £30,000 they raised for Hospice in the Weald. What a stonkingly brilliant effort. Well done to everybody. I've still got tweets coming in, you know. What have I got here? A massive thanks for the shout out from Harborne Associates. That's an absolute pleasure. And L Creative say, oops, we forgot our web address. Here it is, www.l-creative.co.uk. That's l-creative.co.uk. Jonathan Marsh has tweeted in, you've done a great job without me. I won't even have to bring in the music next time. No, that's very true, Jonathan. And we're really looking forward to having you on the show in a week or so's time, hopefully. So thank you to everybody. It's been absolutely brilliant having you all join me today. We've had loads of new listeners. I've got quite a few emails to read, and we've got a few minutes left on air. But I just wanted to say thank you for that. And to remind you that Channel Radio, which is whose August studios we're broadcasting from, is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with a huge lineup of different shows, everything produced locally. There's all kinds of shows. Not only that, Channel Radio have recently commissioned local people to write radio plays, and the first one has been finished and is ready to be broadcast, and we will be letting you know when that is going to be broadcast. And we have two more plays in production. So local playwrights are benefiting. There's a range of different shows, both talk shows and music shows. So do tune in to channelradio.co.uk and find your favourite show. And the thing is, with all of these things on internet radio, you don't have to listen live. We have full listen again features for everything, so any show that you may have missed or that you want to catch up with, or just dip in and see if you like the sound of it, you can go into the listen again and have a listen. Whole range of new things. If you're in the music business and you're unsigned, new and up and coming, and you want a bit of airplay, we have a show tonight, New Potatoes, which airs from 9 till 11. So do send your music, send your MP3 files to them at newpotatoes@channelradio.co.uk. That's their email address. And they'll gladly have a review of that. And if they think it's good enough, they'll broadcast it. And that's on Tuesday nights. And coming up after this show, we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk at 3 o'clock. The Craig Avery Show at 5 o'clock, and then the absolutely awesome Chris Tiny Six, Chris Nasir, at 7 o'clock. And as I say, that's followed at 9 o'clock by the New Potato Show with Jamie Leftarm tonight. That's assuming that any of them can get here with the way that the weather is at the moment. Right, Kent and Victor Chamber have a whole series of After Hours Clubs. These free, popular and highly successful casual networking events are coming to a venue near you. The informal atmosphere and relaxed environment is the ideal place to relax and chat to fellow business people. We will be on hand to make initial introductions if you are new to the event, and may well point you straight towards a new business contact for your company. Can't say further than that. There's one at the Conningbrook Hotel, Ashford, on the 2nd of April. There's one on Canterbury at the Abbott's Barton Hotel on the 19th of March, or on the same day, the 19th of March, at Chatham at the Innovation Centre. On the 2nd of April, there's Dartford, the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, or you've got the Russell Hotel Maidstone on the 26th of March, or the River Centre Tunbridge on the 12th of March, which is today. So that'll be this evening. So that's the next one, Tunbridge, this evening at the River Centre for the Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours Club. I haven't been to one of those for quite a while, but I used to go to them on a regular basis, and they are really, really, really good. I do highly recommend them. Fantastic stuff. And Kent Invicta Chamber do a sterling job supporting businesses in the county. So a big, big, big thank you to Jo James and all of her team there. Yeah, well, loads of people still tweeting in. Thank you for that. Thank you for all your support. And we couldn't do this show without you. So it's been really brilliant having you all on board and helping me out and tweeting me and sending me stuff and all those kinds of things. I've still got a couple of emails that we could go through. There's a free business seminar, 10 Steps to Successful Marketing. Do you struggle to create leads for your business? Can you identify your target market? Do you know the best way to introduce your products and services to your target market? Join 25 other local business owners on March the 13th, that's tomorrow, in learning the 10 Steps to Successful Marketing. During this interactive masterclass, you'll define what you want to achieve, determine who your target is, develop the right marketing message, and test and measure the effectiveness. That's Wednesday, the 13th of March, 5:30 p.m. registration for a 6 p.m. start. It's at the Village Hotel Maidstone in the Motivation Suite, Castleview, Forstall Road, Maidstone. And to register, the easiest way to do it now is to call our events team on 01634 300361. So if you'd like to register for the Successful Marketing Masterclass tomorrow evening at the Village Hotel, 01634 300361. And that was sent in by Philip Pilgrim. Okay, the Wealden Business Group has achieved a record membership. confirming it as one of the most effective, friendliest and supportive networking groups in the county. John Kirkham, a consultant specialising in advising commercial clients on how to make business a better place to work, has just become the 35th member to be admitted to the group, which meets every Wednesday for breakfast at the Little Silver Country Hotel in Tenterton. Uniquely among local business groups, WBG operates a non-compete policy with only one representative of each trade or profession in membership. If you would like to find out more about this group and you run a business not already represented by a WG member, you can find us at our website, which is www.wealden-business-group.co.uk, or you can contact Malcolm Elsmore on 01580 715518, or you can email Michael at Elsmore, that's E-E-L-S-M-O-R-E.